Hello, this is Eric Lee from Labor Start, and I'm very happy to be having this week as our guest, Ahmed Badawi from Egypt. He's an activist, and he's going to talk to us about the struggle at the Mahalla textile factory. Ahmed, welcome to the show.
I am happy to be with you, Mr. Eric.
Thank you. So, can you tell us what exactly happened at this textile factory? And it's a government-owned factory, isn't it?
Exactly. In Egypt, the government make a lot of companies like a public entity, not directly run by the government, but they are related to the government. So this sector is called the public company sector, okay? قطاع الأعمال العام in Arabic, قطاع الأعمال العام. So this sector is يعني when the president السيسي make raise the minimum wages to 6,000 Egyptian pounds. This was only for the public sector, for the government employees and government workers. They were raised their minimum wages were raised to 6,000 EGP per month, but this decision didn't apply to the workers in the public companies sector, بتاع الأعمال العام. And this is a lot of workers, a lot of big companies, the big companies that the government used to own in the past, but now they are يعني selling them one by one or little by bit. Bit by bit, and so this decision didn't apply to them. So,
Let me just stop you and ask you, the 6,000 Egyptian pounds, to make clear to our listeners, is something like $100, right?
120 exactly. Yeah.
For a month, that's a monthly salary.
Monthly salary, yes,
That's
exactly.
extraordinary. So these women are expected to live on less than that, on less than, let's say,
Yes,
$4 a day.
actually, and this 6,000 is, يعني, contain all of the taxes and insurance and a lot of things. So actually, they get after the 6,000 EGP is written that they are paid. They get only about 4,500 something like this. In the actual, in the
That's unbelievable. How can people live on that?
they can't. That's why they are striking.
Okay, so did the strike begin? Do I understand it was the women who began the strike, right?
Exactly. It happened when the governor of the Gharbiya, the governorate that the factory is in it, was visiting the factory because we are in Ramadan, and the government organized something called Ramadan Fair to sell goods to the workers in low prices. So one of the workers, a man actually, asked the governor, "Can you tell me how can I live with this salary? My salary is very, very small." And the government said something very stupid. He said, "When I was young, I took much less," something like this. But actually, he didn't, يعني, account the inflation, of course. So it was this make the workers angry. They shouted against him. All the women workers gathered, were shouting, and then he left. He left the factory, and the security closed the factory. All around the women, they were trapped inside the factory. And this was on Thursday. Then they left. يعني Friday is our holiday, so the weekend. So they went home. And when they come back on Saturday, they started the strike. يعني this happened in 22 of March. On 24th, they come back and announce they will strike and they will not work until they get the minimum wage raised, like the president's decision.
That they also wanted, they wanted more than just the minimum wage, right?
Exactly. They have a lot of demands. They wanted the meal allowance. It should be raised. Actually, it was in the 90s. It was calculated upon the price of 1 liter of milk, because textile workers need milk. Need yani have to drink milk daily. So the minimum the meal allowance were used to be for 1 liter of milk, and then and now, of course, with the inflation and the prices, it didn't increase. So they asked this to be increased. Actually, they asked also to the hospital of the factory. is not يعني only used for the workers or the people of the factory, not for actually, and the government rent the hospital to other entities. So, and this is very strange. يعني also I think this is the main, this is the three main things. They asked يعني another things, a little things, but this was the main main things.
And eventually, even though this was initiated, begun by the women, eventually the men joined in, right?
Of course, all of the factories joined, except the factories that were the sections that were that were working on the exporting some goods, and they had some deals working on it, so they didn't stop to prevent the company to get sanctions or any problems with the money.
But in the end, how many people, how many workers actually went on strike, more or less?
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, but it's maybe 10,000 or something like this.
Oh, well, this is a very, very large strike.
Yes.
A very large strike. Okay, so eventually the government gave in to the demand for the £6,000 monthly salary, right? But they didn't agree to anything else. Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So
Actually, they didn't do negotiations. They refused to.
Say
They
that again.
refused to negotiate with the workers.
Yes.
Okay. They refused to negotiate with the workers. Yani, they summoned some of the workers to attend a meeting with the with the management and some people presenting the president and the minister and something like this, but they refused to accept any demands from them, and they threatened them. They threatened them to go. You are going to be jailed or something like this, and they're threatening a lot of workers not to join the strike.
Right.
And after after that, yani, a lot of people, a lot of workers were summoned to the state security office. They were threatened and they let them free. And in the after 1 week, the minister of the public companies announced that he will raise the minimum wage for workers to $6,000, of course, including the tax. Yani, this number including taxes and a lot of other cuts.
So these workers who were summoned to the state security thing, were any of them detained or jailed after this? Were they arrested?
Not women, but actually, during the 1 week, they summoned maybe like, I don't know the exact number, of course, because this is really secretive. They don't, and people are afraid to talk about it. But we count maybe more than 30 persons were summoned and released. And now, after the whole thing is over, after the strike is end, we have two workers, male workers, Muhammad Tolba and Wael Abu Zaid. Both of them went to a case in the state security, and they are detained in the jail. And unfortunately, we expect them to last for at least 1 year or something. This is what happened in Egypt.
What are they accused of? And what is their supposed crime? What did they do?
The same accusation. All of every people, when they want to jail anybody, they accuse him of spreading false information, working for like a terrorist group, or work a group that is formed against the law, something like this. But actually, they don't go through any investigations. And they actually stay in jail for the whole 1 year or 2 years or maybe 4 or 3 years, and then they release them without any judge, no ruling from the government.
Okay, so at the request of the Center for Trade Union and Worker Services, the CTUWS, we did launch a campaign on Labor Start. It's in about 15 languages.
Exactly.
Over 4,000 people have already signed it. What should people who are listening to you now, people in North America and Western Europe and Australia, what should they do? How can they help?
I hope everybody signs this petition, signs, participate in this campaign, and also they can write, they can mention this case of the of Mahalla workers, or platforms, يعني سوشيال ميديا فيديوز. يعني it's very important because actually المحلة تكستايلز is one of the biggest companies in Egypt. It was one of the largest companies in Egypt. And if people are following the events in Egypt in 2008 and 2006, these were the biggest strikes against Mubarak started. يعني it started in المحلة. So this is have a very important symbol of workers resisting against the suppression of the government. And that's why يعني the government are very keen to يعني suppress this. They don't want anybody to think this is going to happen again. So they are threatening, they are punishing them not to think they can do it again as strikes and big strikes and so on.
That's very interesting. I was actually in Cairo as a guest of the CTUWS around that time. And it was a time
Okay, really, really.
when everyone in the world talked about Mubarak was solidly in power. There was no danger to Mubarak at all. And the CTUWS was talking about these textile workers on strike. And
Exactly.
not long after I left Egypt, the Mubarak government was overthrown. So this is very important to put this in context. These workers represent, right, something broader than their own struggle for wages, that represented the hope for democracy and for a better life.
Exactly,
Yes.
exactly, exactly.
Well, Ahmed, it's been fascinating talking to you. I hope lots of people hear the broadcast and sign up and support the campaign, and that these two male workers are released from the hands of the security services very soon, and that these women workers
We hope so.
are fighting for. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you so much.